The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on Thursday, July 12th. We have the Minister of Cultural Affairs with us today. That's how he told me to introduce him. And then we're going to talk with Dana Drake about the Missouri Mycological Society, dealing with mushrooms that we've got right now in the forest. But let me turn, first of all, to the Minister of Cultural Affairs, Chris
Stevens.
Always
good to be here.
Thank you. Good to have you here.
I was going with Art Czar for a while, but it seemed to have kind of a negative connotation, so okay. I switched to the Minister of
Cultural Affairs. The Minister of Cultural Affairs, City of Columbia. And when I said, what is going on? We've got so much art, so much culture.
Class. June was jam-packed with stuff, especially theater. If you were a theater lover, June was the month for you. July is much the same. There's all kinds of crazy stuff going on. In fact, in just a couple of days, Missouri Symphony Society will finish up their Hot Summer Nights. Yeah. So they've got their concert in a couple of days. Will be the last one for the series.
Yeah. To hear that beautiful symphony orchestra, it's outstanding.
In the Missouri Theater.
It's outstanding.
It is. And they've had, a very successful season so far. We'll see how they end up. But we're very fortunate. Remember, they skipped last year with Hot Summer Nights. So we're back and glad to have them.
Yeah. And I've been fortunate because I've been associated with them this year doing the Kids Sunday Symphony.
Symphony, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're glad to have you, too.
Yeah. So what else we got going on?
Well, big one next week is Artrageous Friday. So as you know, quarterly arts event happens all over downtown Columbia. That's coming up on July 20th, so next Friday, the Friday after next. And it'll happen all over downtown. July is usually a great one. There'll be kids' activities, hands-on art activities, artists doing demonstrations, sneaking in a couple of musics, and then keep your eye out for some guerrilla art projects. That's something you should keep your eye out for in the next one.
What are guerrilla art projects?
Well, they will be sort of temporary public art projects that will pop up out of nowhere. And so, let's see.
Well, kind of like mushrooms.
Kind of like mushrooms.
Like the gorilla
art. I'm sorry to say, you can't eat the gorilla art projects usually. Okay. Now, that's not always the case, but usually you can't eat them.
What are those signs in downtown? Eat, play,
Eat, play, live. Play, work, live.
Okay.
Well, you can do all those on Artrageous Friday.
Okay, the whole thing.
Yeah, exactly. So
the guerrilla art projects, you don't know where they come
from. You don't know where they're going to happen. They're going to pop up. It could be something grandiose. It could be something
Well, how do you find out about them?
Well, you just have to walk around Artrageous Fridays and find out.
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of the beauty. You could turn a corner in an alley and poof, there'll be some sort of art, temporary art installation right there.
Wow.
So let's see. We had some...
So this is only during Artrageous Fridays.
Well, it's interesting. If you walk around downtown, occasionally you will find some sort of impromptu art projects like knit bombing. You familiar with knit bombing?
No.
Knit bombing is where they knit a pole with knitting. I don't know. They crochet this little pole, and they've done that to parking meters. In fact, our good buddy Thomas Jefferson out here got knit bombed not too long ago, and they put socks on him.
Okay.
So they just knitted some socks on Thomas Jefferson out there.
So who are these people doing it?
Different people do it.
Okay.
We just had random people show up and do these little guerrilla art projects out of nowhere.
All right. If people want more information, can they call the minister's office?
Yes, they should. But we highly encourage people to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Como Arts on Facebook. Go to Como Arts on Twitter. And we will keep you updated on all the great art activities going on.
All right. Chris Stevens, always a pleasure to
Always
have
a pleasure.
You
there. I'm looking forward to hearing about mushrooms, too.
Yeah, I know. We were talking to Dana Drake here. Retreat's our next guest.
I know.
Dana Drake, the Mid-Missouri chapter of Missouri Mycological Society. Yes. Welcome, Dana. And you were here in the spring of the year. We were talking about mushrooms and the morel mushrooms. And I did not find one single morel mushroom this year.
Season started a little early, and it was a little truncated. So if you were out there at the usual time people look for mushrooms...
They were gone,
they were gone.
But we've got mushrooms right now, even when it's hot like this, in July, June, July, August, and into September, we do have edible mushrooms in central Missouri.
Yes. In fact, we have what I would consider the most delicious of the edible mushrooms available.
And one is, what is it, chicken of the forest?
Chicken of the woods.
Chicken of the wood. Go to KBIA.org. Now, you've got to watch this segment to see these mushrooms that we're holding up. This looks like something you would see on the Great Coral Reef, doesn't it?
Yes.
Doesn't it look like a piece of coral?
It does.
But this is a, boy, the more I look at it, the more it looks like coral. But this is a dried mushroom, chicken of the forest.
Woods.
Chicken of the wood. Mm-hmm. Chicken of the wood. And when you pulled this out of your little bag, I said, oh, my God, I've got these in my forest. I've seen them many times growing out of dead wood. Mm-hmm. And I thought they were poisonous mushrooms.
Well, you should always get them identified and you could find yourself in luck.
Yeah. So this is edible. That's now, the fact that you have dried it, how would you eat this now?
It needs to be rehydrated, and then I can sauté it up and substitute it for chicken in any of my recipes.
Okay, and we've got these all over central Missouri.
Well, I don't know how many all over.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know I've got them in my forest because I've seen them.
That's fantastic.
Forget it, unless somebody else is going and picking all my morels before I get there.
Right, well, hopefully that's not the case.
What else? You have another dried mushroom over here.
We do. We have oyster mushrooms, which are also available at this time of year.
Uh-huh. And how would you describe these? For people listening on the radio, if they're not watching this on the internet, how would you describe this? Paint a picture.
Well, these are dried, but when you find them in the forest, you usually find them on bark, and they tend to look like gently sloping cups that hang out over one another on the sides.
And are they growing on the side of the tree on the bark?
Mm-hmm. They have a short little
tree?
Stem. It can be a live tree or a dead tree.
Okay. I think I've seen these too.
It's entirely possible. We have them right here in Colombia.
Yeah. And this is edible also.
Yes, it is. Again, okay. Make sure you get your mushrooms identified.
Right. And she's got one more here.
And this is our little chanterelle.
What is it?
Chanterelle.
Chanterelle mushroom.
Mm-hmm.
And this just looks like a typical mushroom that you would see on the floor in the forest.
Yes, this is a typical mushroom that people really enjoy seeing on the floor in the forest mm-hmm. during the summertime.
But now there are some of those mushrooms that look just like this that are poisonous also.
Yes, you need to, again, make sure that you get your mushrooms identified properly before you decide to
so
eat
them. Let's say if somebody is walking and they find these massive mushrooms, how are they going to identify them?
Well, we can help you out.
Okay.
We actually have a workshop coming up. It's the Common Mushrooms of Missouri. That'll be on Saturday, July 21st at 10 o'clock.
Okay, Saturday, July 21st, so that'll be next week. At 10 o'clock in the morning, where?
Mm-hmm. It'll be at the new Missouri Department of Conservation building out at 3500 East Gans.
And for more information, people can call ahead of time?
They can call, or actually probably better if they went to the website, which is momico.org.
MoMichael.org. Mm-hmm. All right, Dana, thank you. You'll come back in the fall?
Yes.
All right. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers, KBIA, our floor director, Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Go watch this program. Go to KBIA.org. Click on Talk Shows, then Radio Friends.